This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are in a series, brand new series that we, God bless you, brand new series that we started last week entitled Breakthrough. Everybody say breakthrough. Yeah, breakthrough, and our objective is to build you in faith so you apply God's word and experience breakthrough in your life. From a spiritual perspective, my definition for breakthrough, and you won't find this in the Webster, this is the James MacIver definition, breakthrough is a shift that takes place in your life, watch this, where heaven gets involved in your situation as a result of your faith and obedience to God's word. Everybody say, obey God. Obey God. It is the manifestation of God's power at work in your life that gives you manifested victory. And you have to understand the word manifested victory. There's times I'm in faith for something, but my faith at some point has to manifest to what I'm believing for. Does that make sense? So it is manifested victory of God's power at work in your life that gives you, oh, did I do that wrong? Let me just start over. All right, let's just start all the way over. It is a shift that takes place in your life where heaven gets involved in your situation as a result of your faith and obedience to God's word. It is the manifestation of God's power at work in your life that gives you, here it is, manifested victory over obstacles, strongholds, and battles that have tried to wear you out or make you give up. You got it? That's my definition for breakthrough. Breakthrough is God's ability to unleash his power in impossible situations. That is, in its simplest form, that is what breakthrough is. And for today's topic, it's a real simple topic today, expecting breakthrough, expecting breakthrough. And so I want to talk to you from the subject of expecting breakthrough. I already told you earlier that breakthrough is here. So we've got to release our faith. We have to be in expectation and for God to intervene in our situations. And what I might need is different than what you might need compared to somebody else in the house. And so we believe that God is going to meet us all at the point of our needs and give us the breakthrough that we need. For some people, it's a broken relationship. Somebody else is a painful event or pain or challenging season that they're going through. Maybe an addiction or a difficult work environment, an attack on your body, an attack in your mind. It doesn't matter what it is. You serve the God of breakthrough. And if you can believe, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believe. And so to the degree that we will just get in faith together, watch this, I'm giving you the word on it. We're going on a fast. We're praying every Monday through Friday. Of course, that's not just for the fast. We do that all the time. You got it. We're going to sow a seed, and we are going to see breakthrough in our lives, all right? I already quoted it, but I'll give it to you again. Mark 9 and 23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so, you know, we understand that possibilities for us are not defined in terms of human logic or intellectual reasoning. Possibilities for us are defined by how we can believe. So if we can believe and we find it in the word, it's possible for us. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter. People don't believe. As long as you believe, it becomes possible for you. And you have to understand, let's talk about biblical believing. Now, some of my veterans who've been with me a long time, you know this, but how many know repetition is good? You got it. Learning takes place through repetition. But besides that, we have people joining every single week at WLCC, and we want them to be at the same spot that we are. Isn't that right? Because you had to learn faith, and so we need to teach them faith too. So when you begin to understand biblical believing, it is totally different from secular believing, all right? You got saved believing God's way. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, the Lord Jesus then that raised from the dead, then we shall be saved. And so you have to understand that you got saved believing God's way, all right? How many, by show of hands, believe in God? All right. How many with your physical eyes have ever seen him? Put your hands down. All right. Just help you on out. All right. All right. How many believe in heaven? How many ever been to heaven? Put your hands down. Okay, all right. So I'm going to show you that you already know how to believe God's way. You just told me you put your trust in a God you've never seen to take you to a place that you've never been, all right? And watch this. But it shows, watch this, because of your experience, you know God is real. Isn't that right? Like nobody can come knock on your door this afternoon and tell you God ain't real, right? That's not going to, you might nicely ask him to walk away, to get off my property. Why? Because you have an experience. At some point in your life, God has showed up. He has intervened. He has caused favor to shine. He's done. When you got saved, joy showed up in your life. So you know God is real. And my father says a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. So you already know how to believe God's way because you heard the word, you know, about Jesus dying and shedding his blood. And watch as you believed it and you received him. And that's why you're walking this life out. So you already know how to believe God's way. Okay, you ready, Jim? We got to get good pictures for Facebook. Okay, I think we're good. All right. People just wonder, you know, my friends, how you get this? How they get you so good? There's a method to my madness. Amen. All right. Biblical believing is not mental assent to sense realm possibilities. We call that reasoning on tiptoes, all right? If I can see it, I'll believe it. It doesn't work that way. Biblical believing is the ability to accept God's word as fact, even though you don't have any sense realm evidence. You haven't gotten the call yet. You haven't gotten the email yet. You haven't gotten the good report yet. But it doesn't matter because you already believe God. You know what's on the way. Does that make sense? It is having this confident assurance without intimidation from the sense realm. So I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe, and I believe the word of God. And so we are expecting breakthrough to show up in every area of our lives, or at the very minimum, the places you are believing for. Now, me, I'm believing for breakthrough in every area of my life. I've been praying for breakthrough. I'm like, breakthrough in my marriage. Pastor, something wrong? No, I got the best marriage you can absolutely ever imagine. But watch this, it can get better. Come on, somebody. I told you I used to run around the house and chase a lady all the time. You got it? And I was releasing my faith that she would chase me. You got it? One day she actually chased me. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Faith works. You got it? Faith works. You got it? And so, you know, that's a true story, too. I'm, you know, that's a true story. They looking and now I said one time. I said one time. I said, so now I'm releasing my faith for 10 times. You understand what I'm saying? All the time. Praise the Lord. Oh. All right, so as we move into this believing for breakthrough, we believe breakthrough is here, we believe it's happening right now, I want to give you three simple components that you need to see breakthrough happen in your life. All right, y'all ready to jump into this? All right, everybody say number one. Number one, the component of confidence. The component of confidence. Our confidence is in him. Paul says it is in him I live and in him I move and in him I have my being. My confidence is that he is the author and the finisher of my faith, that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is always going to provide, that he is Jehovah Rophika, and my body is healed. So my confidence is in him. So even this week, when we're stepping out in faith and we're believing for breakthrough, we're not believing based on our ability, we're believing based on God's ability. So even though you're not able, it's okay because God is. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm, let the poor say I'm. You understand? So you have to understand that God just needs our faith. Faith meets us at the point of human limitations, all right? So I do everything that I can do, and then God steps in and he puts his super on my natural, but he needs my permission and my participation, your permission and your participation to usher his will and breakthrough in your life. Does that make sense? All right. And so Ephesians 3 and 20, very familiar passage of scripture, says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power. Watch this now. KJV says that worketh in us. All right. Now, I love to go in the Greek and Hebrew and see what the words, you know, mean and everything. KJV did a good job, but really you could say according to the power that already worketh in us. All right. Holy Spirit is already on the inside of you. He's already talking to you. He's already leading you. He's already guiding you. He's already comforting you. He's already encouraging you. You got it? And so he's already on the inside. This scripture teaches us that God has the ability to go beyond the scope of my present thinking. He says, so whatever you're believing for, I can do that, but just so you know, I can do better than that. Well, why would it be like that, Pastor? Because the Bible says that we are to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. The Bible teaches us that our faith is to be ever increasing. I don't know if y'all remember Dr. Price. I was just someone who really loved him, and his broadcast was Ever Increasing Faith. Why? Because every time you hear the word, faith is supposed to be increased in your life. And watch this, you're supposed to get more faith and more faith. Because watch this, faith cometh by hearing and not what you heard. So thank God what I heard last week, and I got the faith last week, but I need to get me some more faith. Does that make sense? All right. And so you have to understand the importance of believing God's way. Watch this. And understanding that God will fill any bag you give him as long as you give it to him in faith. Stop asking God for a toothpick when you need a tree. He said, I'll give you the whole forest, but I'll write you a blank check because I'm God and there's absolutely nobody like me. So you have to know who you're dealing with. You are dealing with the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who said, let there be, and it showed up in their life. And watch this, the same God that created the heavens and the earth is the same God that dwells on the inside of you. The same God that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. So you've got that, you know, y'all remember when we used to sing, there's power, power, wonder working power, where to that class in the blood of the Lamb. You can't forget that part, right? Well, that wonder working power is on the inside of you, right? So you don't have to try to muster it up. It's already there. You just got to release faith that, man, that power is working on the inside of me, and breakthrough is happening in every area of my life. Does that make sense? All right, so let's talk about this whole walking in faith thing. And we're talking about expecting breakthrough. So every day, I want you to wake up expecting breakthrough. And all through the day, I want you to wake up expecting breakthrough. You know, and as you're expecting breakthrough, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm already almost at point number two. But as you're expecting breakthrough, I mean, you have to wake up with joy, with anticipation, with expectation. Let me ask you of this. Does anybody besides me like going on vacation? I like going on vacation. Now, I don't know, you know, anybody like blue water? You got it? I like blue water. I don't mind going to see Mickey. You got it? At Disney World. You know, I'll go to the mountains. You got it? You know, lady's not a fan of the mountains. You got it? Because it's cold. Lady likes me to take her places where it's warm. You got it? And so, you know, but the bottom line is we all like vacation. So let me ask you something. When you know your vacation, let's just say your vacation is next Friday. You probably would be excited today because you know vacation's on the way. If you work, I got one more week. You understand? You know, 4 days, you know, what is it, babe? They say four sleeps in a, what is it? Four sleeps in a wake up, right? Yeah, four sleeps in a, next day, three sleeps in a wake up. Why? You are excited. You don't even care what's happening at the job. Man, I'm doing whatever I got to do because Friday is coming. Hello, somebody. I'm about to get up out of here anyways. You got it? I'm going on vacation, right? Don't let the boss come tell you, oh, we might need you to rearrange your vacation dates. That is not going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? You tell them you're going to have to go find you somebody else. You understand? There's going to be a ram in the bush, but it ain't going to be this one, right? Why? Because you are excited about vacation. You are looking to rest and to relax and to refuel. Isn't that right? Yeah. And so watch this. Just the way you are excited about vacation is the way I want you to get excited that God is showing up in your life and breakthrough is happening right now. Like breakthrough is here right now. Even though you can't see it, God is working some things in the spirit realm, and it's just a matter of time till it's going to show up in the natural in your life. Say, breakthrough is mine right now. My relationships, my marriage, my children, my finances, my career, my body, my mental health. Breakthrough is mine right now. Now give the Lord a big hand praise. So you have to be, I want you to be excited. I want you to be joyful, because walking in a constant state of expectation is what causes us to be full of joy. Faith is not frustrating, all right? When I'm in faith, I'm not frustrated. If I find myself in frustration, I say, okay, all right, Max, slow down, calm down. What you getting frustrated about? You are, why? Because I don't want to get out of faith. When I'm in faith, I'm in anticipation and expectation that God is moving in my life, that the winds of change are blowing in my direction, that favor is about to show up big time in my life. Pastor, why are you so excited? Because you might not know, but I know God is about to shower down some blessings on your life. He's about to shower down some breakthrough on your life. God is about to do something supernatural in your life just to encourage your faith. And like Bishop Jake said, you got to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Breakthrough's coming your way. All right. So, you're so quiet. Somebody say breakthrough. Okay. All right. Where should I go? 13 minutes. Okay. So component number one is the component of confidence. All right. Everybody say number two. Number two, let's talk about the component of confession. You're going to have what you say. So you got to watch what you say. Your miracle is in your mouth. So you got to watch your mouth. Most people have not made a relationship between what they say and what they have in their lives. So now, watch this. Let's go through this thing. So now I'm getting the word on breakthrough, and faith is coming, because faith cometh by and hearing by. So watch this. But as soon as you go out of there, out of these four walls, the enemy wants to steal the seed that has been sown. But you can't let that happen. You have to say, no, breakthrough belongs to me, right? So there's some things you got to do. You have to train and discipline your mind. You got to train and discipline that tongue, right? And then you got to watch the environment that you're in this week. Those three things you got to do, right? Because if I'm believing for breakthrough, I must speak breakthrough. If I'm believing for breakthrough, I must speak the word of God. Watch this, in my situation. If it's my physical body, Father, I thank you for breakthrough in my body. I thank you that Jesus took 39 stripes, and because of those stripes, I'm already healed. So I command every bit of pain to leave my body. If there's anything in my body that ought not be there, it's got to die, dry up, disintegrate, leave and never return. What? I'm speaking the word. I'm not saying, oh, man, this ulcer about to kill me. You don't want to die, do you? No, don't say that. Oh, Pastor, you know what I mean. I know what you said. Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the, that little thing right there can make you or break you. So you have to watch what you say. And they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Matthew 12 and 37 says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. He says, your words will free you, or your words will put you in bondage. So you have to make sure that you're saying the right thing. Watch this, even when you don't see the right thing. Because what happens is we have this, this propensity to say what we see, okay? I'm talking about in the natural. The only time I say what I see is when I see something in the Word of God, then I say it. Does that make sense? So I speak healing, I speak peace, I speak joy, I speak increase. That's all I speak, right? So I have to train my brain. You got it. My mind, something I say every single day. Father, I thank you that my mind is alert and I think the thoughts of God. I say it every day. My mind is alert and I think the thoughts of God. So now, watch this. Don't come calling me talking about what's going on with so-and-so. I don't want to know. I got my own business. You got it. I'm in faith for breakthrough. You got it. And I don't want to get caught up, in a situation. I'm in it 10 minutes and, oh, man, I thought we were talking about something. We gossiping. Oh, it's quiet. Come on, somebody. We ain't got time for that. Right? So the Bible says, so when I'm thinking on things, he says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So I'm going to train my brain, you got it, that I'm going to be so focused this week that it's only about good things and it's only about breakthrough. I'm going to train my tongue. I'm only going to say what the Word of God says. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care if the devil shows up Wednesday afternoon. It doesn't matter. If I keep saying what the Word says and keep saying what the Word says, I am going to see the Word manifest in my life. So I've got to get you an expectation of breakthrough. Most people don't realize that where you are right now, for the most part, by and large, not 100%, but probably 97, 98, is because of what you've been saying out of your mouth. That is the bottom line. Most people don't realize that. The reason you are where you are is because what you let come out of your mouth. So you got to watch that. So I got to watch my mind, got to watch my thoughts. You got it. I got to watch this tongue this week. Watch this. And then I've got to watch the company that I keep. Birds of a feather. You become like who you spend time with. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. You got it? I posted a few weeks ago, sit with winners, because the conversation is different. Like, I want to sit with people who are dreaming big. I want to sit with people who love God. I want to sit with people who want to impact people's lives in an amazing way. I don't want to have dinner with you for an hour, and all we talk about is doom and gloom, and it's so bad. And I know, it ain't nothing bad over here. You know, well, Pastor, you don't know what you're talking about. Have you watched the news? No, I don't watch the news. I read the Word of God, and I listen to the Holy Spirit. And I know that it doesn't matter what happens in this world, because I'm not in this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. You got it? And I know that even if this world gets darker and darker, the Bible said those of us in the kingdom is supposed to get brighter and brighter and brighter. So it doesn't matter what happens. Come on, somebody. I'm paying attention to Jehovah Jireh. Right? Okay. Whew. Y'all get anything out of this? All right. Okay. So. Oh, man. So watch your mouth. Something my grandma would tell me to do, right? So my mama would do, well, you better watch your mouth, right? You know, didn't know that I would think that that was a good thing to say later on, right? So you have to make sure you do that, because God's word is holding everything in place. Don't forget what I've taught you, all right? When God said, let there be light, what happened? Light showed up, right? Because when God, remember what I showed you. In the beginning, you know, my mind is going so many places with the word. But what happens is, Spirit of God shows up, and it's dark, and it's deep, and it's void. In Genesis, y'all remember that? God never allowed what he saw to determine what he said. Too many times in life, we allow what we see to determine what we say. No, watch this. You know, God only said what he wanted, right? You can only say what you want. He says, let there be light, and what happened? Light showed up. And so you have to understand the importance of in the power of words, that I can only say what the word of God says, all right? I told you the story years ago that Time Magazine, this is probably going back 20-some years ago, says scientists were spending all this money trying to find out why the universe is still expanding at the speed of light. Man, when I found out they were spending millions of dollars, I said they could stop spending money. They could send it to WLCC, come on somebody, so we can keep winning souls for Jesus and taking care of orphans and winning and preaching the gospel and those kind of things. They don't have to try to figure it out. When God said, let there be light, light took off. And because God has not revoked his word, light is still going. And you've got to know that God's word holds everything in place. So if God says you are healed, then guess what? You are healed. If he says that joy belongs to you and peace belongs to you, I don't care what the devil is doing. You got to flip the script. Start saying the right thing out of your mouth. And if you keep saying it and you keep saying it, you're going to see it in your life. Does that make sense? So watch your mouth. Your miracle is in your mouth. All right? Everybody say breakthrough. 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 Your marriage, your children, your finances, your business, your health, breakthrough. Weapons may form. They won't prosper. You might bend, but you will not break. Breakthrough belongs to you. All right. Y'all get anything out of this? All right. So let's review. We said number one was the component of confidence. Number two, we said, was the component of confession, all right? And then number three is a component of consistency, all right? Matter of fact, since we were in confession, before we even get there, let's make our confession. This is the one we're going to make all week. Y'all ready to make it? All right, repeat after me. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I receive breakthrough in my life. I believe that right now you are intervening in my situation and causing what looks impossible to turn for my good. I give you my faith, my obedience, and my worship as you work on my behalf. I choose to relax in you and receive the victory in my situation right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise right there. So I gave you that. Watch this. And after you say that, then you start confessing the things that you need break for in your life. Does that make sense? So you say all that, and then you just go off to pray. And Father, I thank you for breakthrough in this area. You know, just you know, what am I doing? I'm showing you how to do this thing. You got it? I'm showing you how to do this thing. Okay. All right. So and then point number three is a component of consistency. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Never give up. Never, ever give up. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if people have walked away. I don't care how you feel. Never, ever give up, because God is never going to give up on you. God is never going to walk away from you. God is never going to throw in the towel. Come on, somebody. He is always going to be there to help you, all right? And so you've got to understand that you got to keep going. What I tell you, if you stay in the fight, what's going to happen? You're going to win. If you keep swinging, you're going to hit something, right? And so you have to know that. There will be days of contradiction. Days of contradiction is when my current confession is not matching my current situation. I'm confessing all my needs are met according to heaven's best, but I need to borrow some money right now. It is in those moments that you have to have a discipline that I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust his word. I'm going to speak on his word. I'm going to confess his word. I'm going to stand on his word, and I'm going to see it come to pass. You got it? Because faith changes the facts. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Changes the facts. So it could be a fact that the doctor gives you a report of whatever. Watch this. But you could get in faith and receive. Now, I'm okay with medicine. Y'all already know that. I'm okay with surgeries. I believe in all that. If a surgery will fix it, take it by all means. You know, but the whole thing is you can get in faith for your healing. You got it. And receive your healing. Get the manifested victory in your healing, and faith change the fact. You could need money for something next Friday or this upcoming Friday, right? And you can get in faith saying, Father, I'm a giver. That means I'm in covenant with you. According to your word, you said you'll supply all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I thank you for breakthrough in my finances, and I thank you I'm going to be able to pay that bill, and I'm going to have money left over in Jesus' name. And then all of a sudden, by the time Friday comes, you paid the bill and got money left over. Faith changes the facts. So you have to understand, man, I feel this teaching anointing on me stronger. But I wish I had another hour, you know, but don't worry. I'm going to let y'all go home in 2 minutes, all right? All right, but faith changes the fact. It's all about having the right perspective. What really matters has not changed. And what has not changed is God's word. God's word teaches us in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 that he always calls us to triumph, and he always calls us to win in life. And so you're winning even when it looks like you're losing. I prophesied something to you years ago, and I want to prophesy it to you again. Okay, y'all ready? So when someone prophesies something, you got it? Now make sure, number one, the voice is right. Don't be listening to everybody. Don't be letting everybody lay hands on y'all. Y'all know that, right? You got it? All right, I just want to make sure you understand that. But what you do is, you got it, I don't want to get too far into talking about a voice of value. A voice of value is somebody that's already been proven that you know is anointed. You know, those kind of things. If it's a voice of value, then you know, because the Bible teaches we have to try the Spirit by the Spirit, and there's certain things you have to do. You got it. But if it's something, if it's one of my fathers in the faith speaking to my life, I can just receive, right? Yeah. And so what happens is when I speak this into your life, you just have to receive it. You got it? And you have to listen attentively to what I'm saying. You got it? And as you hear certain things might jump out to you. Something different might jump out to you. I mean, you're going to receive it all, but there's certain things, but man, you know, and you know, and you're receiving it by faith. And it is my hope that in your innermost being that you're like, man, this is going to happen to me. You got it? I don't know exactly what day, but I receive it right now. Does that make sense? All right. Man, I just really feel this strong teaching anointing on me. Why? Because if I can teach you exactly how this thing works, it'll absolutely change your life. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right. So can I prophesy to you? All right, here we go. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are a born again child of the Most High God that has been created to rule and reign in the earth. You are anointed, you are blessed, and you have been engineered by God to speak and declare things in the earth, and they shall come to pass. You have been chosen by God to be his ambassador in the earth, to live by faith, to overcome every obstacle, and to live a victorious life so you can be a platform to glorify him. You are an heir with God, a joint heir with Jesus, who has been seated in heavenly places, and he's interceding for you so that no devil or demon in hell can prevail against you. As a matter of fact, angels are encamped round about you to keep you in all your ways. In your pathway is life and not death. You have been called by God to live supernaturally, and your broke days are over. I'm going to say that again. You have been called by God to live supernaturally, and your broke days are over. Lack is not an option, and defeat is impossible for you. You have already been blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places, and I declare today that things are shifting in your favor. Transfers are taking place. The wealth of the wicked has been laid up and is waiting just for you. Things that you couldn't make happen yesterday, they're going to happen today. Doors that were once closed are now open for you. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are living under an open window, and whatever you say has to be so. I declare your family is blessed. I declare your marriage is blessed. I declare your children are blessed. I declare your business is blessed. I declare your bank account is blessed, and every satanic assignment from the enemy has been halted. You are who God says you are. You can do what God says you can do. You're not sick, but you're healed. You're not poor, but you're rich. You're not defeated, but you have the victory. You're not alone, but you have a friend. And right now, somebody shout right now. Breakthrough is happening for you in every area of your life. I decree it. I declare it. It is so right now in Jesus' name. Now, come on, praise him all over the building. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Somebody shout breakthrough. Come on, no. Say breakthrough. Yeah, there you go. So listen, if something crazy tries to happen this week, just say breakthrough. Yeah, just say breakthrough. You got, if the devil tries to show up, you tell him two things. Tell him the blood, tell him breakthrough. It belongs to you in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand praise all over the building. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Believers are praying all over the building. We have some leaders that have to get up and get in place. But other than that, if everyone could just stay seated and we'll be gone in just 2 or 3 minutes, but so important to just be still at this time, because there are people in this room and online that have to make decisions for Christ, and we don't want our disruption to be the thing that disrupts them from making a decision for Jesus today. And so, Father, we thank you for the harvest, that none of the harvest is lost in Jesus' name. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building, maybe you're in this room or you're online and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to give you the opportunity. The first thing I want to tell you is that Jesus is absolutely the best thing that ever happened to me. And I know he'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:9 that if we'll just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And let me just break all that down, because if you're not saved, you might say, well, Pastor, that's a lot. I don't understand it. This is in its simplest form. This is what that means, that God sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you, to pay the sin debt for your life. And you have to realize that I'm a sinner and that I need Jesus. I need to be saved. So I'm willing to repent of my sins and confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. I'm inviting him in, and then my life becomes brand new. It's as simple as that. Maybe you're in the room or online and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. Maybe you just got off track. I just want you to know God's not mad at you. He's not upset with you. He's not waiting to get you, but he loves you so very much. And I believe that he's knocking on the door of your heart. Maybe you're in the room or online and you're a Christian, you just need to repent about something. And as believers, we mess up, we make mistakes, we fall short sometimes. Repentance does not put us at the back of the line. Repentance just puts us back in line, so to speak. 1 John 1:9 teaches us that if we will just confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My last appeal is for church membership. Maybe you are looking to join an amazing church. Well, look no further. Whether you're in the room or online, Without Limits Christian Center, we are a multicultural family church of all ages and backgrounds, and we are making an amazing impact and difference, not only in this county, but in this state and abroad. And we would love for you to be a part of us, where you can come. My wife and I, we want to be your pastors. We want to teach you the word of faith to help you overcome every obstacle so that way you can get the victory in life. And I'm telling you, you can get the victory. I don't care if it's been years and you haven't gotten it. I'm telling you, you've done linked up with us, and we're going to give you the word, and Jesus is going to help you, and you are going to get the victory in your life. So don't you dare give up, because I'm telling you, breakthrough, I mean, it's here. And so I just need you to believe it. And so for any of our appeals, I am going to ask you, we're going to pray in just a moment, but if you're going to get saved today, if you're going to rededicate your life today, if you're going to join the church today, I need you to fill out that connection card. So I talked about it for first-time friends, but this same connection card is for those that are going to give their life to Jesus, going to rededicate their life, or if you want to join the church, please fill it out before you leave and make sure you turn it back into us. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray for all those that say, hey, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to rededicate my life to the Lord. I'm a Christian, and I need to repent. Well, Pastor, why is everybody going to pray? Because, you know, I don't need that. It's going to help the person next to you that needs to pray this prayer. And so I'm going to ask everyone in this room and online to please repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. Tell him you have nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. Now, Father, we thank you for what you've done. We give you praise for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand praise in the room?